In this bulletin, footage released of the operation that led to the death of the IS leader, 30 climate activists likely to be charged after protests in Melbourne, and in tennis, Australian Alex de Minaur progresses to the next round of the Paris Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The general who oversaw the United States raid on the IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has revealed more details about the deadly operation. Commander of US Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, says US forces conducted airstrikes on militants who fired at helicopters carrying soldiers to the compound before al-Baghdadi was found in a tunnel. He's confirmed Donald Trump's report that al-Baghdadi died after detonating a suicide vest, but the number of young children with him at the time was 2, not 3.
A total of 6 ISIS members died on the objective. 4 were women, and there were 2 men, including Baghdadi. This is in addition to the 2 children killed by Baghdadi as he blew himself up. Let me emphasize again that 11 children were protected by the assault force, and 2 men on the objective were detained by the assault force, and they were extracted with the force.
General McKenzie says the US forces bombed the compound after the soldiers completed their mission so that it wouldn't stand as a shrine to al-Baghdadi. Mental health experts say access to more sessions for eating disorders under the Medicare rebate scheme will save Australian lives. The research available suggests that up to 70% of people living with an eating disorder don't receive treatment for their illness. From tomorrow, 20 dietitian rebated sessions and 40 psychologist appointments will be available during a 12-month period. Clinical psychologist Dr. Sarah Maguire says evidence-based options are important, but care needs to be individualised to patients.
These are not simple illnesses that have a simple solution. These are serious mental illnesses that, if untreated, can have a very high mortality rate and require concentrated and extended evidence-based treatment in order to bring about remission. They can be cured. We just need to get the right treatment at the right time, and this reform will certainly help with that.
30 climate activists are expected to be charged after days of ongoing protests outside the International Mining and Resources Conference in Melbourne. Tensions between police and protesters have increased as more than 100 demonstrators rallied today wearing goggles, masks and raincoats covered in wet paint to try to deter police from grabbing them. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville has told Radio 3AW the police tactics are appropriate and members are just doing their jobs.
But I would say I fully support what police are doing, and I'm just sorry they're in this position of having to have protesters who are behaving like this.
The fire emergency in California is continuing, driven by strong winds threatening both homes and horse ranches. The brush fire broke out north of Los Angeles, prompting evacuation orders as crews battle tough weather conditions. The Ventura fire captain, Steve Kaufman, says spot fires have been challenging crews.
We have about 800 firefighters working the fire, and that's another number that's going to kind of be growing as, you know, the day goes on. And then the challenges that we've had today is all over the Southern California area, including Ventura County, we've had multiple starts, new fires.
Australia's Aviation Engineering Union has called on Qantas to ground its entire Boeing 737 fleet after cracks were discovered on 2 planes during a maintenance check. The United States Federal Aviation Administration requested airlines check any 737s that had completed more than 30,000 takeoffs and landings for cracks. Qantas says it found one example of cracking in an aircraft and it's removed it for repair. Virgin Australia has already inspected its 737 fleet and no cracks were identified. Australian number one tennis star Alex de Minaur is through to the third round of the Paris Masters after beating ninth-seeded Roberto Bautista Agut. 4-time Paris champion Novak Djokovic and old rival Rafael Nadal are also through to the third round. The weather across Australia for Friday, Perth showers and 19, Adelaide showers developing 32, Melbourne dry, windy and showers overnight 34, Hobart hot and becoming windy 31, Canberra sunny 32, Wollongong mostly sunny 25, Sydney becoming windy, mostly sunny, 27. Newcastle, sunny and 29. Brisbane, a shower or two, 26. Cairns, much the same, 30. And Darwin, a shower and a possible storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.